Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Pepefe hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Raiders and the Broncos. Can't wait to see what Nick has to say about that. Can't wait to watch that game. Because like I said, I know it's not going to be competitive on paper, at least. Prognosticators, the books, the market. Nobody thinks this is going to be a competitive game. But it is like one of those, all right, Bo Nix, if you are any sort of like starting caliber quarterback, you need to go off tonight against this terrible Raiders defense. So I will be watching very, very closely what Bo Nix does in tonight's game. And also, I like the over, so it'll be fun to root for points. Over 43 is the bet that I will make tonight between the Raiders and the Broncos. If you missed it, about 40 minutes ago, I went over my midseason revised predictions for this NFL season. I have a new Super Bowl champion. Before the season started, Packers over Bills was my Super Bowl. This time now, this week, heading into the second half of the season, none of those teams are making it. Who do I have? Check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. But let's talk some NFL awards, shall we? We have Coach of the Year, both rookies, and Comeback Player of the Year. And we'll start with Coach of the Year, where, you know what? Maybe it's going to get interesting. Maybe Shane Steichen's not going to go 16-1 and win this award unanimously, as the Indianapolis Colts are coming off a 27-20 loss last Sunday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Shane Steichen is now once again a plus money price. He is now at plus 150, still the favorite over at BetMGM, but Steichen a little bit closer to the pack, as the Indianapolis Colts still have an awesome record. I mean, they're 7-2. They went 8-9 last year. They're still on pace to be an 11-6 team, maybe even a 12-5 team. I think at 12-5, Steichen's got a very, very great case to win this one. At 11-6, maybe he opens things up for other guys to also have a case as well. But Steichen should still be the favorite, as he is. This week, the Colts take on the Falcons. I like Atlanta in the game, +6.5. I also have a little bit of money line, but I do think it will be a competitive football game. So I don't know if this feels like, oh, like Steichen smash spot at plus 150. Nah, like let's just hold off, because if they were to lose this game on Sunday, it could get real rocky for Shane Steichen and his candidacy, because it would be back-to-back losses to Pittsburgh and to Atlanta, heading into a bye week where he's out of sight, out of mind, and then coming out of the bye week, it's at Kansas City. We could go an entire month without the Colts winning a football game if they lose on Sunday. That's how big this game is for the favorite in Shane Steichen. And if that happens, that opens up the door for another candidate to all of a sudden come out the other side and be, hey, now I'm the favorite. Now I'm the front runner once we get to the second half of the season. And that's massive, because we know recency bias is a big deal for the voters. Like, we're all humans. We're all subject to recency bias every now and then. So that's the Shane Steichen part of the equation. The guy that's hot on his heels right now is New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel at plus 175. So we're almost at co-favorite status here for Coach of the Year. Vrabel and the Patriots last year, 4-13. Although Vrabel wasn't a part of that, but the Patriots were 4-13 last year. This season, they're 7-2. Like, they've already won three more games than they won all of last year. And you look at their schedule, like, they might win six more games this season and go 13-4. Like, this team is really good, and they have a very, very easy schedule. Now, this Sunday, it's tricky. They're in a coin flip game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They could definitely lose that game. But the thing Vrabel has working for him, like, let's say the betting market's right, chalk prevails, Tampa wins. Here's what Vrabel has working for him, unlike Shane Steichen. Next week, they host the New York Jets. LOL. Week 12, they're at the Cincinnati Bengals. LOL. Week 13, they host the New York Giants. LOL. And then they have a bye in week 14. It doesn't get any easier. It does not. Vrabel has a very, very nice setup, which is why Sunday's Falcons-Colts game is incredibly high leverage. If the Falcons beat the Colts and Steichen loses, immediately, before we even see Patriots-Bucks, in that 5 minutes before that game starts, Vrabel needs to be a minus 150 favorite. Because even if they lose to Tampa, he's got a very, very easy three-week stretch after that game, and Indianapolis will be on bye and then having to face Kansas City. So Vrabel is in a very nice spot to win Coach of the Year, despite Steichen getting a lot of the mid-season love with the content that we've seen early this week. All the voters and voter-adjacent people starting to do that. Oh, here are my mid-season awards. Steichen's been winning that. But Vrabel's pretty close behind Shane Steichen. We've seen a couple of people look to praise Mike Vrabel. I want to mention a couple other names here before we move on to Offensive Rookie of the Year. Mike McDonald of the Seattle Seahawks, he's starting to get some love right now from a bunch of people in the media for Coach of the Year. This is Seattle week right now. Sam Darnold MVP, JSN Offensive Player of the Year, Mike McDonald Coach of the Year. Everyone's falling in love with Seattle because they're awesome. The team's really, really good. And we all watched Sunday Night Football where they destroyed the Washington Commanders. McDonald is now plus 900 at BetMGM. Last year, and this is the big hangup for me with Mike McDonald. Last year, man, they went 10-7. You usually don't win the award when you're coming off a season where you won 10 games. Unless you're telling me that the Seahawks might go 15-2. Hey, they run the table. Hey, man, Mike McDonald's probably going to win. And if that's the case, so be it. But would you bet 9-1 for the Seahawks to run the table? I wouldn't. I wouldn't even bet 9-1 for them to just lose one more game and go 14-3. Because that's kind of what's required when you go 10-7 the previous year. And I know there's people that, not necessarily voters, but are voter adjacent types that talk about we always give it to the exceeding expectations guy. What about the guy that just has a really well-coached team? Yeah, in theory, that's great. But how the voters behave and their patterns over the years, it's usually the improvement guy. So I wouldn't fall for the outlier hipster opinion of how this is going to go, because that's what it feels like is happening this week with people who are praising Mike McDonald. Not saying that it's not justified, because I think he's done a tremendous job, but we're trying to predict what people are going to do. And usually they don't go for the guy like Mike McDonald. Another guy real quick here before we go to O'Roy, Kyle Shanahan. The Niners right now are 6-3. Last year they were 6-11. And he, to me, is the circumstance guy. But once again, and who knows? Because I thought that the guys would be healthy by this time. Like a month ago, I was like, oh man, everybody will be healthy by around Halloween in November. They're still not healthy. So if this continues and they just keep winning games, he might actually have a chance to steal this award from the likes of a Mike Vrabel or a Shane Steichen. But as it stands right now, Brock Purdy, I think, is going to come back. I think Brandon Ayuk is going to come back. I think Ricky Pearsall is going to come back. When those guys come back and it's December, nobody's going to be talking about all the injuries that happened in September, October, and November. They're just going to be focused on what's going on in December. So that's where it gets to be a little flimsy for me, for Kyle Shanahan, who's currently 11-1. So Coach of the Year, high leverage, Shane Steichen. He better win on Sunday. Otherwise, I think he might actually lose this award if they don't beat the Falcons in Germany. Let's talk Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where I said it in the last segment, and I believe it wholeheartedly, we have a false favorite. Jackson Dart should not be the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Right now, Jackson Dart is minus 135 over at BetMGM. And his stats, you know, they're pretty solid. You know, 10 passing touchdowns, 1,100 yards. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns. People seem to like him quite a bit. Like, he's a star quarterback for a New York team. But the team stinks, man. And even though he's been pretty solid, he's been okay, the biggest story when it comes to the New York Giants is, will Brian Daboll keep his job? Like, that's the biggest story, especially now that Cam Scadaboo unfortunately got hurt for the rest of the season. Everyone's talking about Daboll and Shane. And also, like, we know that team success is not the end-all be-all for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but you do need to be on a team that's, like, somewhat respectable. And the Giants' schedule is not going to allow them to be respectable. Like, they're going to have a horrendous record. I think there's too many other good rookies who are doing good things for playoff caliber teams to where I think Dart's going to get passed up. And right now, I think this is a hard bet against. And the guy that I would bet on to win Offensive Rookie of the Year this week, and it's a bet that I am placing once we get into the break, it's Colts tight end Tyler Warren at plus 700. Like, usually tight ends don't win this award. In fact, the last one to do it was Mike Ditka. Like, Mike Ditka's rookie season. That was the last Offensive Rookie of the Year who was a tight end. But Tyler Warren is such a big part of this Colts offense. And the Colts being a good team, the Colts being a likely division winner, he's going to be playing in relevant games. Jackson Dart's not going to be playing in relevant games in December. Tyler Warren will be. And he's got 500 yards, 3 touchdowns. And because Emeka Abuka has been banged up the last couple of weeks, now Tampa's coming off of the bye, their stats are starting to look pretty similar. So at price, to me, Tyler Warren plus 700, because also we talk about midseason awards content. Tyler Warren's right there with Emeka Abuka. No one's saying Jackson Dart. The betting market says Dart, but not, the people aren't saying Dart. It's Warren or Abuka. It's one of those two guys. And if we got a coin flip situation or a neck and neck race, give me the plus 700 over Emeka Abuka, who right now is plus 175. So this week, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Colts tight end Tyler Warren at plus 700 is a bet as we head into the week 10 slate. Jackson Dart, miss me with that noise. Like, I don't think he's going to win it. And if he were going to win it, everybody would be saying it's Jackson Dart right now. The fact that they're not, that just goes to show you how people do not believe in his candidacy for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And finally, we'll wrap up with Defensive Rookie of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year. Unfortunately, these ones are not as fun because I think we do have the correct favorites. Right now, Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter plus 125 is the favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year. At some point, I think this race is going to get fun from a betting standpoint, but right now it's not. Nobody's doing anything. And Abdul Carter's case, and a lot of people have made it this week when they've talked about how they like him for Defensive Rookie of the Year, it's the pressures, the impact in the underlying metrics. That's where Carter really shines because he only has half a sack. Mind you, like, usually big time edge rusher, you're not winning with half a sack, but he's been so good in pressures that people believe the sacks are coming. And also, he's just been a really good football player. I do think, however, though, like, if someone were to make a splash in the second half of the season, he can be ran down like how Jalen Carter got ran down by Will Anderson a couple of years ago. And finally, Comeback Player of the Year. This was the week where it happened and it's justified. We now have a new favorite with Christian McCaffrey at plus 120. Back-to-back bad performances by Dak Prescott. Can't do that, man. Meanwhile, here's McCaffrey putting the team on his back with all those injuries that the Niners had. Missed 13 games last year, and he looks like an absolute stud this season. McCaffrey is your rightful favorite for Comeback Player of the Year. On the other side, we'll get Nick's thoughts on tonight's Thursday Night Football AFC West rivalry renewed between the Raiders and the Broncos.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.